Sometimes people offend us with their words or with their actions. What does the scripture tell us about how to deal with hate? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today a little bit about dealing with hate. Very often, the root of hate is offense. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17 and 18, we read, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall reason frankly with your brother, lest you incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." What is God saying here? Firstly, that hate displeases him, that the remedy is frank discussion, lest you incur sin because of the person who has offended you. If you realize that these circumstances can lead you into sin. Even in the New Testament, John writes by the Holy Spirit in 1 John 3:15, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him, dwelling in him." Paul, by the Holy Spirit, in Romans 12, verse 19, says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. In that one verse, God is saying, don't take offense, don't hate, don't react that way, reason with them, and be respectful. And if they will not repent, God says, I'll take care of them. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. I will rectify the circumstance, the situation. God doesn't want us taking those burdens upon ourselves. So Romans 12:19 warns us, beloved, never avenge yourselves. In James chapter 4, verse 17, we read, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. God is telling us in these verses that we must restrain ourselves when we are offended, when we are attacked by others, and we're not talking about physical attack here, we're talking about spiritually or emotionally. Obviously, if you are physically attacked by someone, you have the right to defend yourself. But may God forbid the need for that. In Christ Jesus' name. You see, when hate rises up within a person, one of the first things that it does is it tries to motivate vengeance. The Spirit, through Matthew, warned about this in chapter 5, verse 38 and 39. It says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now, what is he saying here? What he is really saying here is, if someone offends you, don't respond. Let them do what they have to do as long as it isn't violence. Let them say what they have to say as long as it isn't violence. And let it fall on deaf ears. 1 John 4, verse 20 warns us, if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Wow. God's very direct about the issue of hate. If you have to hate anything, hate evil. Psalm 97, verse 10 tells us that. Listen to what it says. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Now, what this is saying by the psalmist is that you don't have to deliver yourself from the hand of the wicked, from hateful words. The Lord will do that. So, we are told, don't hate the person. This verse is telling us, hate the evil. Hate what is coming out of them. Hate what they are saying with their hateful words. But separate that from the person. Pray for them. That God will open up their understanding and give them a heart of repentance. God is your refuge. So we don't take things in our own hands. In Psalm 46, verse 1, we read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. So when these types of difficult situations arise, what is the very first thing that needs to be done? Within, turning within, speaking to God, asking God, Holy Spirit, what would you have me do here? What would you have me say? Give me the word, speak through me. So we learn that God must be involved in these circumstances and situations. One of the first things that we should do in a circumstance that's becoming a verbal argument and is becoming increasingly heated, emotions are rising, and you have a perception in your spirit that this could even lead to violence. What do you do? The very first thing you do is say, Holy, in your thoughts, say, Holy Spirit, I invite you into this circumstance to take over. And I yield to you to give me the words. In Christ Jesus' name. So in 1 John 2, verse 9 to 11, we read, "Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eye." After an argument, after an encounter, you may be very, very upset. You may be very angry. I've even seen people bash walls and break through the plaster. These are the times when God is trying to show you that if you are losing control, that you have gone into the darkness, it's blinded your eyes, and you've lost control of how to respond or what to do. Repent immediately, get control of yourself, ask the Holy Spirit to take over. Forgive the other person, forgive yourself. Also, very important, forgive yourself also. We're all human, and these things can happen to anyone. Scripture says, "Nothing has befallen you which is not common to all men." Nothing has happened to you which is not common to all men. Which brings us to the understanding, then, that there is a role for forgiveness in all of this, isn't there? Forgiving the offender, forgiving yourself if you've lost control, yielding the circumstance to the Holy Spirit. It's inevitable that hate is going to come on some occasions throughout our lives. In the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus said, "The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify about it that its works are evil." And then in John chapter 15, verse 18, Jesus continues, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." Proverbs 10, verse 12 tells us, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." But did you know that God even hates some things? Yes, it's true. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 19, it says, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked or evil plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." Those are the things that God hates and are an abomination to him. Now, what does that mean? It means that if God hates those things, we should hate those things also. So this is a righteous hate, not an emotional hate directed at offense by someone. So it's inevitable that hate can come along. And Jesus said that in 1 John 3, verse 13. He said, "Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you." Christ said to the apostles and the people in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Did you know that there is such a thing as secret hate? Yeah. Proverbs talks about it in chapter 10, verse 18. Listen to what it says. "The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool." Wow. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips. What is God telling us here? If we have hatred in our hearts and we don't talk about it to anyone, and we don't even bring it to the Lord, and we conceal or try to conceal from God and people that, yes, we do have secret hate, God says, "You are a liar." And God is telling us here, we need to bring it to him. We need to reveal it to him. We need to be honest about it. We have to surrender it to Christ, to put in the death work of the cross, repent, and ask forgiveness in Christ Jesus' name. So what do? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, we read, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice." And then in the next verse, Ephesians 4 verse 32, we read, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Do you harbor hate in your heart toward others? Because what happens over the years is that without it being resolved, it will eat at you, it will gnaw at you, it will torment with time. But Christ is the one who takes away all sin. Christ is the one who turns the hearts of men and angels. Christ is the one who is able to show you the way out. And if Christ Jesus has a way in, he has a way out. If he has a way into your life and circumstances, he has a way out of your problems and circumstances. Are you ready? Today is as good a day as any to relieve Christ as personal Lord and Savior. He is a living being, you know, and he will manifest himself to you once you ask him into your heart. That's your spirit. To be your personal Lord, that is to lead you through life, and Savior, that is to save you from sin, self, and circumstances. And it will be self-proving. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.